From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Airlines are canceling thousands more flights today and tomorrow, most affecting passengers who'd planned to travel to or from Boston, New York, and Philadelphia. Communities across the northeastern U.S. are under blizzard warnings this hour because of the potential for whiteout conditions. But Daniel Baker, CEO of the aviation tracking site FlightAware.com, says this could be a good chance for stranded airline customers to negotiate a deal.
The good news is that every airline is offering fee-free changes, and in some cases cancellations and rescheduling opportunities.
National Weather Service says a storm may dump as much as 3 feet of snow from northern New Jersey to Maine. The U.S. Embassy in Yemen is closed to the public indefinitely. In a statement, officials say they made that decision out of an abundance of caution. The region is under political uncertainty. Yemen's president, a U.S. ally, recently resigned after he and others were held captive by Houthi rebels at his home. The Shiite Houthis are now in control of the capital, Sana'a. The European Union common currency, the euro, hit an 11-year low this morning after the Syriza win in Greece. Terry Schultz reports on Brussels' discomfort with that victory of the left-wing party that promises to end austerity in Athens.
The euro slumped to its lowest level against the dollar in more than a decade Monday morning with the election victory of the Syriza party that's pledged to renegotiate Greece's bailout terms with its EU partners. Oil prices slid too on market uncertainty about what the Syriza win will mean for the eurozone. Syriza leader Alexis Tsipras promises to end the reforms and savings programs that won Greece two rescue packages in recent years, saying the EU and IMF-mandated programs have caused his country humiliation and anguish. The EU's most powerful economy, Germany, says Greece must repay its loans as agreed. The European Central Bank has also weighed in, with board member Benoît Cœur warning the new government not to expect any downsizing of the ECB-held Greek debt. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
President Obama was a guest of honor today at a big parade in New Delhi, India. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the event marks the 65th anniversary of the Indian Constitution.
India's Republic Day parade is partly a showcase for the country's military might, but there are also floats honoring everything from India's female mountain climbers to its homegrown industrial development. President Obama is the first U.S. leader invited to attend the parade, and he watched from a reviewing stand as a float passed by celebrating peaceful nuclear power. A breakthrough agreement between the U.S. and Indian government should clear the way for American companies to help build nuclear plants in India. That could help cut carbon pollution in a country that's the world's third biggest generator of greenhouse gases. Scott Horsley, NPR News, New Delhi.
Dow is down 9 points. This is NPR News. A jury could be seated in the Massachusetts trial of Aaron Hernandez, the former New England Patriots star player now accused of murder. Bristol County Superior Court Judge Susan Garge has settled on a pool of dozens of potential jurors. Today, lawyers will be able to excuse many of them. Opening statements that were scheduled for tomorrow may be delayed because of the snow. About 12,000 people in southeastern West Virginia don't have drinking water today. Several thousand gallons of diesel fuel spilled into a tributary in Lewisburg a couple of nights ago after a semi overturned on a highway. In the Philippines, the bodies of at least 30 police commandos are starting to be retrieved after a battle erupted with Muslim rebels. This comes after a three-year ceasefire. Sunshine De Leon reports from Manila the battle may be causing setbacks to a recently signed government peace agreement with the largest rebel group in the Philippines.
Local media sources report that police entered an MILF-controlled area to arrest Zulkifli Binhir, also known as Marwan, a bomb maker with Southeast Asian-based terrorist organization Jamaat Islamiyah. But an MILF commander said in a statement to Reuters that the police didn't coordinate beforehand with a joint government and rebel ceasefire panel. Senator Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos has since moved to suspend the debate on a draft law on Muslim autonomy, an integral part of finalizing the peace process. But the MILF's chief peace negotiator, Muhaghir Iqbal, told Agence France-Presse that although the fighting is going to be a problem for the peace process, the MILF remains committed and the ceasefire still holds. For NPR News, I'm Sunshine De Leon in Manila.
And I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.